And now, the theme for this prelude is titled, For Zion's Sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, righteousness and salvation. And now, O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days. Isaiah chapter number 59, verse 17, chapter number 45, verse 8, Psalms chapter number 45, verse 8, and Isaiah chapter number 51, verse 5, rightly dividing the word of truth. For the Lord put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And the Lord put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, and let earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before the Lord, and shall set us in the way of the Lord's steps. And the Lord's arms shall judge the people, and on the Lord's arms shall they trust. And now, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days. Isaiah chapter number 62, verse 1, 2, 4, chapter number 60, verse 3 and 4, and Isaiah chapter number 35, verse 5, rightly dividing the word of truth. For Zion's sake will the Lord not hold the Lord peace, and for Jerusalem's sake the Lord will not rest, until the righteousness thereof goeth forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see Zion and Jerusalem's righteousness, and all kings thy glory. Zion nor Jerusalem shall not no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And now, for Zion and for Jerusalem, for the sake of the Gentiles and all kings and kingdoms, and for the sake of the people, remember, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Psalms chapter number 102, verse 22-21, chapter number 96, verse 8-7-9, and Hosea chapter number 1, verse 10, rightly dividing the word of truth. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and the Lord praise in Jerusalem. Example, give unto the Lord the glory due unto the Lord's name. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before the Lord all the earth. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not the people, ye are not the Lord's people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. And now, in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not the Lord's people, remember, the blind eyes shall be opened, and deaf ears unstopped. Acts chapter number 15, verse 7. 11, 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 2, verse 13, 14, and Galatians, chapter number 3, verse 28, 29, rightly dividing the word of truth. That the Gentile by Peter's mouth shall hear the word of the gospel and believe. But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. That is, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, and for the seeing eyes of heart, and for the hearing ears. Example, Isaiah, chapter number 2, verse 3, chapter number 65, verse 9 and 10, and St. John, chapter number 10, verse 16, rightly dividing the word of truth. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And the Lord will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of the Lord mountains. And the Lord elect shall inherit it, and the Lord's servants shall dwell therein. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks for the Lord people that have sought the Lord. And other sheep the Lord have, which are not of this fold, them also the Lord must bring. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And remember, a fold of flocks for the Lord people that have sought the Lord, and one shepherd forthcoming in detail, Lord willing, Ezekiel chapter number 34, verse 31, Jeremiah chapter number 50, verse 6, and Zechariah chapter number 8, verse 7 and 8, rightly dividing the word of truth. And ye the Lord flock, the flock of the Lord pasture, or men. The Lord people have been lost sheep. Thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, the Lord will save the Lord people from the east country and from the west country, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be the Lord people, and the Lord will be their God in righteousness and truth. And remember, it shall come to pass a second time, that is, a fold of flocks for the Lord people that have sought the Lord. Continued, Isaiah chapter number 11, verse 11 and 12, Acts chapter number 15, verse 17, and chapter number 10, verse 35, rightly dividing the word of truth. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set the Lord's hand again the second time to recover the remnant of the Lord's people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, and from Patros and from Cush, and from Elam and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And the Lord shall set up an ensign for the nations, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom the Lord's name is called. And remember, but in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted of God. And now a question concerning every nation that feareth God and worketh righteousness. A question. St. John, chapter number 7, verse 35. Romans, chapter number 3, verse 29. And Zechariah, chapter number 8, verse 8. Chapter number 9, verse 16. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Will the Lord go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? Is the Lord not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. And the Lord will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of the Lord people. For they shall be as stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon the Lord's land. And remember, Isaiah chapter number 56, verse 8. The Lord which gathereth the outcasts of Israel saith, yet will the Lord gather others to the Lord, besides those that are gathered unto the Lord. And now, O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days. Continued. The title for this prelude is, For Zion's Sake and for Jerusalem's Sake, the salvation thereof as brightness, and the righteousness thereof as a lamp that burneth. Example of salvation as a lamp. Isaiah chapter number 4, verse 4. Revelations chapter number 8, verse 10. Isaiah chapter number 62, verse 1 and 12. Rightly dividing the word of truth. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, burning as it were a lamp, and salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken, that is, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, and the Lord's arms shall judge the people. Continued. Isaiah chapter number 51, verse 5, 9, 11. Ezekiel chapter number 34, verse 22, 27. And Micah chapter number 4, verse 2. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The Lord's righteousness is near. The Lord's salvation is gone forth. The Lord's arms shall judge the people, and on the Lord's arms shall they trust. Continue. Awake, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and shall come with singing unto Zion, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore will the Lord save the Lord's flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And they shall be safe in their land, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And many nations shall come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Example, Jeremiah chapter number 50, verse 5, Malachi chapter number 3, verse 17, and Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse 22. Rightly dividing the word of truth. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves unto the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. And they shall be the Lord's, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when the Lord make up the Lord's jewels. And the Lord will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth the Lord. The Lord will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, that is, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, and for deliverance's sake, and it shall come to pass. Joel chapter number 2, verse 32, Micah chapter number 4, verse 7 and 8, and Romans chapter number 15, verse 9 through 12, rightly dividing the word of truth, and it shall come to pass, that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. O thou tower of the flock, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Example. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for God's mercy. Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with the Lord people. Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud the Lord, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In Jesus Christ shall the Gentiles trust. And remember, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with the Lord people. That is, the Gentiles, all kings, the kingdom, and the people. Continued. Example, Jeremiah, chapter number 3, verse 17, Obadiah, chapter number 1, verse 17, and Isaiah, chapter number 62, verse 4, rightly dividing the word of truth. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. And there shall be holiness. Zion nor Jerusalem shall not no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Continued. Example, Isaiah, chapter number 54, verse 1, chapter number 42, verse 1, and Galatians, chapter number 3, verse 26, rightly dividing the word of truth. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. Example, Jesus Christ shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Jesus Christ shall not fail nor be discouraged till Jesus Christ has set judgment in the earth. Example, for ye are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That is, for Zion's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, and for the sake of seeing eyes of heart and hearing ears. Example, Psalms, chapter number 53, verse 6, chapter number 72, verse 3 and 4, and Proverbs, chapter number 21, verse 13, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and little hills by righteousness. The Lord shall judge the poor of the earth, and shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. Example, whoso stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. The theme for this presentation is titled, For Righteousness, and for Salvation, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, O arm of the Lord, awake, and now, for the sake of the poor, and for the sake of the needy and afflicted, and for the sake of the blind eyes of heart, and for the ears of the deaf of heart. Example, Zion spreadeth her hands. Jeremiah, chapter number 4, verse 31. Chapter number 13, verse 10 and 17, Lamentations. Chapter number 1, verse 17, and Ephesians. Chapter number 4, verse 18, rightly dividing the word of truth. For Jeremiah have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, the voice of the daughter of Zion, that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, Woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. Example, which refuse to hear the Lord's words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them. My soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Example, I weep in secret places for your pride continued. St. Matthew, chapter number 13, verse 15. Jeremiah, chapter number 14, verse 17. Isaiah, chapter number 65, verse 11 and 12. And chapter number 52, verse 3. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And the eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and should understand with their heart, and the Lord shall heal them. For the virgin daughter of the Lord people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forgot the Lord's holy mountain, and did choose that wherein the Lord delighteth not, saith the Lord. In the Lord's name continually, every day, is blasphemed. And now a question concerning being broken with a great breach. A question, example, Isaiah, chapter number 48, verse 1 to 11, chapter number 65, verse 2, 3, 5, and 6, and Romans, chapter number 10, verse 21, rightly dividing the word of truth. Which swear by the Lord's name and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. For the Lord's own sake, even for the Lord's own sake, how shall the Lord's name be polluted? The Lord has spread out the Lord's hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoketh the Lord to anger continually to the Lord's face, which say, Stand by thyself, come not near me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in the Lord's nose, a fire that burneth all day. Behold, it is written before the Lord. The Lord will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom all the day long. The Lord stretched forth the Lord's hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. And now, O arm of the Lord, awake, continued, and remember, the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor, forthcoming in detail Lord willing, Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 10, Psalms chapter number 104, verse 12, and chapter number 21, verse 8 and 9, rightly dividing the word of truth. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and the Lord's arm shall rule for the Lord. Behold, the Lord's reward is with the Lord, and the Lord's work before the Lord. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. The Lord's hand shall find out all thine enemies. The Lord's right hand shall find out those that hate thee, and the fire shall devour them. And remember, 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse 30, Acts chapter number 2, verse 38, and Deuteronomy chapter number 5, verse 29, rightly dividing the word of truth. For them that honor the Lord will honor, and they that despise the Lord shall be lightly esteemed. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear the Lord and keep all the Lord's commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. And now, the title for this presentation is For the Sake of Zion, and For the Sake of Jerusalem, and For the Sake of the Poor and Needy, and For the Sake of All Mankind of Every Kind. Remember, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear the Lord. Continued, and always remember, Psalms 140, verse 12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. And now, O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days. Continued, Isaiah chapter number 59, verse 16, 17, chapter number 40, verse 9, verse 11, and Isaiah chapter number 52, verse 7, 8, 9, rightly dividing the word of truth. Therefore, the Lord's arm brought salvation unto the Lord, and the Lord's righteousness, it sustained the Lord. For the Lord put on righteousness as a breastplate, and the helmet of salvation upon his head. And the Lord put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Continued, O Zion, get thee up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem. Be not afraid. The Lord shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Continued, and remember, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. And now, see eye to eye, and look unto the Lord, and be ye saved. Example, for the sake of the poor and needy, and the afflicted, and for the sake of the blind of heart, and for the ears of the deaf heart. Continued, Isaiah chapter number 45, verse 22, 23, 24, Ezekiel chapter number 34, verse 23, and Acts chapter number 2, verse 30, 31, chapter number 13, verse 23, rightly dividing the word of truth. Look unto the Lord, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For the Lord is God, and there is none else. The Lord hath sworn by himself, the word is gone out of the Lord's mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto the Lord God every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely one shall say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall man come. Example, even the Lord's servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And knowing that God has sworn an oath unto David, that of the fruit of David's loins, according to the flesh, God would raise up Christ to sit on David's throne. David, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that Christ's soul was not left in hell, neither Christ's flesh did see corruption. of David's seed, hath God, according to God promised, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Example, for Zion's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, and for righteousness and salvation, and for the sake of the fall and the rise again of many, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing, St. Luke, chapter number 1, verse 68, 69, 71, chapter number 2, verse 10, 11, 31, 32, 34, and Romans, chapter number 11, verse number 11, 25, 26, 27, rightly dividing the word of truth. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, and have raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of the Lord's servant David, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Example. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, the Lord bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, which God has prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of the Lord people Israel, which is Christ the Lord. This child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. I say then, have Israel stumbled, that they shall fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, when the Lord shall take away their sins, that is, for Zion and for Jerusalem and for the sake of all mankind, continued Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 18, Psalms chapter number 22, verse 27, 28, and Isaiah chapter number 55, verse 3 and 4, rightly dividing the word of truth. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but they shall call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before the Lord. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and the Lord is the governor among the nations. Incline your ear and come unto the Lord and hear, and your soul shall live. And the Lord will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, the Father hath given Jesus Christ for a witness to the people, and a leader and commander to the people. And remember, ye fold of flocks, ye shall have one shepherd, Jesus Christ, Lord of lords and King of kings, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Verse 25, Hosea, chapter number 3, verse 5, and Revelation, chapter number 19, verse 11, 13, 16, rightly dividing the word of truth. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and the Lord's goodness in the latter days. And remember, John saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and his name is called the Word of God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And remember, Psalms chapter number 140, verse 12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. And now, in closing, we give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ministries, cdministries.org, Christian Development.